Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Life in Business with me, your host, Libby Langley. How are you today? I hope that you're well. And what I'm going to talk to you about today is very exciting. It's about the art of saying no, which I'm going to teach you, without feeling guilty. That bit is so important, right? Because sure, we can say no to stuff, but then we'll be awake half the night worrying about it, right? Worrying about who we've upset or what they think of us, or do they think I'm a bad person because I've said no? It's like, No, I'm going to teach you how to say no without feeling guilty. Am I going to teach you it? I don't know. I mean, I'm going to give you some strategies and then you implement them and tweak them and make them work for yourself, right? That's the beauty of our two-way relationship here that we have. So why does no matter? Well, imagine if you never said no to anything. I mean, I don't know. I'd be utterly exhausted. I don't know about you. And there's stuff that just isn't right. So why would you want to say anything other than no to it? And it's also about kind of, you know, protecting your energy, right? Let me say this to you, that the art of saying no, the physical act of saying no, is really essential for your success, right? It is essential for your success. And your success, side note, is whatever you want it to be, okay? But you can't get to your point of success without saying no to a few things along the way, or it's going to just be a horribly draining and arduous experience. And you're going to forget where you want to go anyway, right? So no is really, really essential for your success. And what saying no does is that it gives you this kind of power of focus, right? And I will say that this takes practice. Yeah. The first time you say no to something or to someone, you're going to be pooing your pants. Okay. Because you're going to just feel like the biggest bitch ever for turning this stuff down, or, oh, but I could do that. Oh, but I could help them. Oh, but, you know, I could fit that in. It's like once you say no, once you step into your power, then that's when you know, you really kind of become like, you know, the person that you want to be, or the person that you are, right? Because you're allowing yourself to just be that person without any ridiculous kind of distractions or obligations to other people that you probably don't really care about anyway, right? So it gives you this power of focus. And what happens is that by saying no to thing, it frees up time, energy, headspace for you to focus on what truly matters in your business and also in your personal life, right? So this doesn't just apply to work. This applies to life as well. And, you know, that can be turning down social engagements, you know? If you don't want to go, don't go. It's like you don't have to do it. And one thing that particularly the kind of energy thing, that's something that, you know, I talk about a lot. And I've booked on several events, business events this year, and a couple of kind of gigs and personal events and stuff as well, where I've ended up not going. And yes, that's a terrible waste of money. But when you book things not in the energy that you're going to be in on that given day or the day before, right? You book them, think, oh, do you know what? That'd be really great. It doesn't matter that it's the day after I come back from holiday and blah, 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 blah. You know, and you think you're going to be fine, but then it gets to the day and or the week and it's like, do you know what? I'm too tired and I'd like a bit more time in the office, or I just want to sit doing nothing, or I want to be able to go for a walk or something quiet. And then it's okay to say no, even though you've committed to it already. I mean, if you're speaking at the event, obviously, maybe don't do that. But if you're an attendee at an event, or it's a social event personally, it's okay to change your mind. it's okay to say no. You might be able to sell on the ticket to someone else, but you know that there's this thing called the sunk cost fallacy, right? And the sunk cost fallacy is, you know, I've already sunk some money into this, therefore I need to keep moving it forward. And it's like, no, you don't. Sometimes it's just cut your losses and walk away. Sometimes that is the healthiest thing that you can do. And that's a form of no, okay? And I think that that certainly is my biggest one. And yeah, I can think of, I don't know, four or five things this year that I was supposed to go to or have paid to go to, you know, and just haven't felt like it. And it's been absolutely the right thing for me not to do that. And so I look at this as a continual learning exercise for me. And I know it's a neurodivergent thing. So particularly it's an ADHD thing to and then the autism is like, no, what were you, boo, decided this was a good idea. And so the more you get to know yourself and where your energy is going to lie, that really helps. And I think FOMO is kind of a big thing there. Everybody's going to be there. Doesn't mean that you have to, right? Could be great. But also, you know, if you didn't go, you're not going to know, right? So don't let FOMO kind of govern your choices and stop you saying no to something that you want to. And the guilt thing, right, is quite interesting with that. Because honestly, if you've booked to go to an event that you don't then go to, most of the time they won't even know, right? The organizer won't even know because there's probably lots of other people there. And there might be a moment of, oh, that's a shame. And there might be somebody else there that you're looking forward to seeing who's like, oh yeah, that's a shame. But ultimately you can just rearrange something else. You know, the guilt is only in you. You know, it's only the guilt that you're feeling. Other people, people just get on with their lives, right? And the guilt of the money, it's just a kind of learning exercise. It really is. And it allows you to be a bit more discerning with your choices in the future. So look at it rather than a sunk cost. I need to carry on with this, even though I'm going to be knackered and I might end up ill and all of this stuff. Just think, do you know what? I'll just put that down as an hour of therapy and pretend that that's what the cost was for. You know, it helps you kind of reframe it if you take something from the experience. But beating yourself up for saying no to something is not productive and it ain't going to help anybody, right? Least of all you. So that's why, you know, this time and energy balance kind of really makes a difference. And it allows you to focus on what does really matter, which might just be quiet time. It might be time on your own in the office. It might be time with your friends, with your family, you know, that nourishing stuff that you might need. Yeah. So protect your energy. And remember that saying no, it does help prevent burnout. And it also helps maintain boundaries. So not being available all the time for people. This is more of a kind of calendar issue, I guess, a diary issue, than a going to events issue. But if your calendar and your diary is open all the time for everybody, that's quite a lot of pressure because you don't know what's going to happen and when. So setting boundaries around the times and days that people can book in with you will be really helpful. This protecting your energy is so important. And acknowledging the guilt is important, right? Because there could be guilt there. You know, I think there's probably always a tiny bit of, oh, you know, but I could. But if the guilt is your driving factor, then that's kind of the thing that you need to look at and you need to think about, right? But the reassurance I want to offer you is that it's okay to prioritize your own needs. You know, you put your own oxygen mask on first. And if you don't, then, well, that's not helping anybody. So you've got to protect yourself in your business in order to be able to deliver what you are supposed to deliver to your clients and also to be able to live the life that you want to live. Yeah, you owe it to yourself and to anybody that you want to spend time with to have these boundaries and to say no. And to hopefully that will kind of alleviate some of the guilt there. And the myth that more is better, you know, work harder. I need to work harder. It's just rubbish. That mindset is not helpful. at all. You know, working through your lunch break. Oh, whoop-de-doo, first one in, last step one out. Whoop-de-doo, you're just tired then, aren't you? You know, it doesn't make you more productive or a better person. But focusing on something and having that as your kind of priority and doing fewer things, but doing them well, it really often leads to a greater success than just spreading yourself too thin by doing too much. That's not helpful. Yeah. It's one of the reasons that I have one way of working with me now. That's it. I have one core offer, which is my Confidence to Grow coaching space. And that's it. And if you want to work with me, come join us. Come join us in Confidence to Grow. And if you want one support, I don't do it anymore. And why have I said no to that? Because of the energy surrounding it and around it. So it's okay to do that. And it's the confidence that that gives you is almost, you know, it's quite hard for me to put in words really, but it's just knowing that the thing that you're doing is absolutely right for you and is absolutely therefore the best way for you to deliver as much impact as possible to your clients. It's incredible, but it involves a lot of saying no. You know, every month there are a few people who want to work with me as a mentor or one-to-one. And no, the answer's just no. And there is a part of me that's like, oh, God damn it. But, that, you know, I want to go on that holiday and I want to do this. And it's like, but I don't, you know, it's got to be right. And so your balance, that gives you the balance, right? That's kind of setting the scales level there by knowing what it is that you want to focus on. And really, I think that if you say no with a kind of confidence and grace, that goes a long way. It's not just a nope, you know, there's not that. And it's not an over-explaining either, but it's about you knowing exactly what fits with you, right? There are, you know, there's certain phrases you can use if you want to. You can just say, you know, that sounds great, but my schedule's full, or my calendar's full, or I don't have time for that now, or my focus is on this instead. But thanks for asking me, or thank you, but I have to decline this time. Just as simple as that. You don't need to over-explain anything. I have to say, I'm quite good at saying, this is more to my family, but I'm quite good at saying, no, I don't want to, which nobody can argue with that really. So I don't generally say that in a work context, but no, I don't want to. Fine. Okay. It's not about anyone else. It's not making any kind of judgment. It's just, I don't want to do that. So the answer's no. So, you know, you can always borrow that phrase if you feel confident enough to say that. And stick to your decision, right? This is really, really important. This is important for you and your boundaries and for your confidence, is to stick with your decision. If you're pushed for something, then your answer can still just be no. I can't really think of an occasion in more recent years where, when I've said no to something, it's caused a problem. So if somebody has wanted to reschedule, say, a group session or something, and it's like, no, you know, it's not possible to reschedule the group session, but how about this, 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 and this? You know, you can offer alternatives for things or explanations for things. And certainly for the people who want to work one-to-one with me, it's like, I don't offer that service. Would you offer it for me? I mean, nobody's going to come back and say that, right? So it's quite rare that people will push and push and push on something. And if they're trying to guilt you into saying yes, so if it's, I don't know, donating to a charity or something like that, they're trying to guilt you into a yes, then it's okay to kind of just stop responding to stuff. You know, I wish you the best of luck with your event. I'm happy to share it on my Instagram stories. Fine, done. You know, you're not obliged to anybody. Okay, none of us is. But really, what's the important thing is about saying no to the things that you don't want to do or don't align with you or aren't within your scope of focus, so that you can say yes to all the stuff that is, right? This is not about batting stuff away madly. You know, you're walking down the street, swatting things out of your way all the time. It's about just casually redirecting some stuff so that you've got a clear path to where you want to go. That's the way to think about it. Think about it, right? Don't get derailed by any of these things or the fact that you want to say no to something. Be empowered by it. It's absolutely the way to think about it. And never over-explain, right? You don't have to justify anything to anybody. And no means no, right? I mean, we all know that, blimey. No means no. But keeping it simple, a simple response is the most effective thing. And it doesn't invite negotiation. That's what's so important, right? A firm, no, that's not possible. This is what's going to happen. Instead is a really good way of looking at things. And thinking about your non-negotiables. And I've talked about non-negotiables on here quite a lot. There's an episode a way back that might be worth you going and finding your daily non-negotiables. But if you know where you want to go in business, right, you know what your kind of end goal is, or endish goal, because it may never end. But you know where you want to be, whether that's in terms of the turnover or the clients or the way you want your life to be, right? You know where you want to go. And if things are being, you're finding that you're doing things that don't get you there, then you can say no to them, right? And that saying no to stuff also includes faffing for hours on Canva. Right? You don't have to do it. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you move forward in your business, right? Quick and dirty is fine. So you can say no to yourself in terms of your what you may possibly be spending your time on that isn't actually a non-negotiable, right? The non-negotiables are the stuff that move the needle and move things forwards. And they're the things that you focus your time on. And once you start saying no to all the other shizzle that you might possibly be spending your days doing, then it makes it a lot easier. And it frees up time for the fun stuff, you know? I think the thing about people asking you if you want to be involved with things, it's not a case of just saying an absolute blanket no, unless it's going to get me absolutely towards my goal. It's, do you know what? Okay, so I'm not doing that, and that, but this could be really interesting and who knows where it will lead. You know, it allows some of the, by closing some of the doors, it allows some of the other doors to just maybe creak open a little bit, and you don't know what's behind them. So I think that allows the freedom of time and space and energy that saying no to all the other stuff allows for this kind of excitement, and it's the excitement that keeps things going, right? You know, with our neurodivergent brains, or the busy brain, entrepreneurial brain, there's always the need and the desire for something exciting. There just is, and it doesn't really matter what that exciting thing is. It could be something really really silly. Oh, do you know, it's just made me think of something that I can't remember who I was talking to. Somebody I was talking to somebody recently, and for some reason, we were talking about forward roles, and I desperately wanted to just pause the call so I could see if I could do a forward roll across my office. So, you know, that's the kind of dopamine hit that is fine when you're talking about something momentary and something silly like that. But that can also lead to saying yes to lots and lots of things, or going down rabbit holes, or, yeah, not realizing that you've been scrolling for ages because you said yes to picking up your phone, when actually if you said no to that and just got on with the task in hand that needed to be doing, you could have knocked off for the day, you know? It's that. So knowing yourself and your danger points as well will help. And that will alleviate a ton of the guilt, right? Because just understanding yourself and allowing you to kind of manage yourself, I suppose, in a kind way, that all helps. Right? It all makes a difference. And saying no, making it kind of what a sustainable practice is something for you to think about. So the more you kind of practice saying no in low stakes situations, the easier it's going to be in the big situations. So if you get really comfortable by saying no to in small everyday situations, then you'll just get used to hearing yourself say it and know that you are cutting out a lot of the noise. And that does, a lot of that does come from yourself and the actions that you take. It really does, because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm not like peppered with people asking me things 24/7. I'm sure you're not either. So it's not always about external things. A lot of it is internal and about the decisions that we make, the opportunities that are there. Because you could book your entire week with events and networking and all this stuff, right? You could do two things every day, but you don't. And if you do lots, then it's tiring, right? So understanding this balance and understanding what kind of works for you and doesn't is so, so important. And I think you can build yourself a no mindset, right? I know that sounds really negative, but it isn't negative, because a no mindset is very different to a I can't do this mindset or I'm a failure mindset. You know, they're not great things, right? And we'll talk about those in other episodes. But a no mindset is like a real tool for freedom and focus. It's just that does not align with what I want to do. So it's a no from me. And you probably, you know, you've heard the expression, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no, or a hell no. And I think there are nuances to that, because sometimes we have hesitancies about things, maybe because we're a little bit frightened, maybe because it's a big financial investment. You know, there are hesitancies, and that's okay, or things we need to think about. So a hell yes does sometimes imply a wow, oh, yeah, I need to do it. But it's like, well, when you're talking about buying a new house, that probably doesn't fit. So you have to adapt that. But this, I don't think that is getting me to where I want to be. Listening to that voice is a really good way to cultivate a no mindset. Or if that phraseology sounds too negative, then cultivating a I know where I'm going and I know not what I know what decisions I need to make mindset might be a better way to phrase it for you. Do you know what you could do, right? You could write down, if you like writing stuff down, you could write down all the things that you would like to say yes to. And I think what that would do would enable you to say no to stuff, because it's not on your yes list, right? I did a talk at an event recently, and one of the things that were the two questions that I asked the audience were, what are you going to say no to now? What are you going to say no to? And what are you going to say yes to? Or are you going to create the opportunity to be able to say yes to because of the things that you said no to? And they're really good questions, right? So maybe do that exercise and write down all the things that actually you'd quite like to say no to. business, personal, whatever. All the things that you want to say no to, and then all the things you'd like to say yes to, even if they don't exist yet, right? You know, if you want to be a guest on the biggest podcast in the world, if you would like to be able to do that, then that's a yes. Doesn't mean that you might not be anywhere near ready for that. The opportunity might be a few years away. But if that's in your head as something that you would really like to do, then it goes on the yes list. Do you see? And that allows you to kind of cut out some of the noisy stuff and say no to all that. And I think that is just so helpful in order to be able to move forward. But, you know, caveat, you've got to know where you want to go first, right? So that's about your business foundations. That's about knowing what really matters to you. That's about knowing how you want your life and your business to look. Okay, so all that work has to be done as well. But I would encourage you to acknowledge when you've said no to something. Not even in a, you know, it doesn't even have to be in a, I've stood in front of someone and said, nope. It can just be in a, there was an email that I probably would have responded to before and I would have booked on the event, but you know what? I just deleted the email. That's just such a soft no that nobody knows that you've made apart from you. But if you acknowledge that has happened, that's celebrating a really big win, right? Because it frees up what comes next, frees up headspace to allow you to move forward. And that's massive. It's so, so powerful. So please do acknowledge every time you say no to something and the positive impact it has on your, you know, on your diary, on your energy, and on your business growth and your own personal growth as well too, right? These things are great. And I can think of, you know, like I share with you, I can think of half a dozen or however many things this year. And my husband and I joke about it, and it's like, you know, it's like, oh God, why did we not know we were going to be too tired to do this? Why did we even book it? We've booked something for August next year, which at the time of recording is about 9 months, 10 months away. And it's like, who knows, you know, but sometimes you do have to plan ahead. You do have to plan ahead like that. But give yourself the grace that when that comes round, you might not feel like it, and that's okay too. Yeah, it's so important. Just because now us thinks future us is going to think this is a great idea doesn't mean that future us has to agree with that. Okay, it's probably the biggest thing that I can kind of say to you there. More is not better, you know. Less is better. Focused is better. Being kind to yourself is better. And knowing where you want to go and what you want to say no to and yes to in order to get yourself there is better. So there you go. So say no. Just say no, which if you're of an age in the UK, you'll understand that. So if not, there you go. Google it. Yeah, Google just say no and you'll be able to watch some amazing pop videos there. Okay, it's been good to talk to you about this today, because I think that we can just pile too much on our plates. And sometimes it's just having someone say to you, do you know what? You don't have to say yes to all this stuff. You can say no to some of it. Is really, really helpful. So I hope that this sinks in for you. Thank you for joining me as ever. I'll see you next time. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.